This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
The USDA's much-anticipated grain stocks report and acreage data had some surprises and warnings on feed prices ahead. High Ground Dairy's Lucas Feast is our guest on this Milky Monday with Lee Milky. Lee?
Lucas, what was the takeaway message from last week's grain stocks report and the accompanying acreage data?
It was a highly anticipated Wednesday last week, with both of those reports being released on the same day at the same time. In the acreage report, from the corn perspective, acres are higher versus prior year and higher versus what the March prospective plantings report showed, but it was still weaker than what industry expectations called for in corn plantings. This sent prices skyrocketing to a limit up finish on Wednesday, and into later in the week, prices climbing higher still as well. Soybeans, it was also a bullish report. The reasons were a little bit different, though. Plantings lower versus what we expected back in March. Regardless, both of those crops seeing decent price support into last week. On the grain stocks, also provided a bit of bullishness there, slightly lower corn, soybean, and wheat inventories versus market expectations, just implying decent demand over the past few months. If we look back into feed prices over the past several weeks, we saw a peak in early May and early June. Dairy farmers watching this closely. We do expect the highest feed costs in several years, maybe even almost a decade into the end of this year. This could mean that farmers are shifting rations and doing whatever they can to keep their feed costs as low as possible, but it could dent milk production, especially in western states in the coming months. We'll likely see the herd size stop growing after this incredible 145,000 cow addition over the past 10 months.
Well, of course, we've seen hot, severe weather in some of the key corn-growing regions of the country as well. That could mean even further price hikes ahead.
Yeah, weather also a critical factor. We did get some rain here in the Midwest towards the end of June, but critical pollination period coming up for these crops. Anything can happen here in these markets that are increasingly volatile.
Lucas Fees, Director of Dairy Market Intelligence with High Ground Dairy in Chicago.
Here's farmer and businessman James Wood.
We farm about 3,500 acres. There's pipelines everywhere. The contractor working on my property did not have the lines located before he began work, and it resulted on a strike on a natural gas pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Taking a look at the latest U.S. drought monitor, the drought coverage across the country continues to expand. USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey.
We have seen this elevated drought coverage for the entire winter and spring and now into the summer. If you look at the two worst categories of drought, D3 to D4, or extreme to exceptional drought, we saw a 1.75 percentage point increase during the month of June. The current figure for that is 22.7% of the country in extreme to exceptional drought. It's even worse if you look just at the 11-state western region. So for the western U.S., a 6 percentage point increase during the 4 weeks ending June 29th. We also saw a fairly impressive increase in drought coverage in the upper Midwest. We started the month at 18% drought coverage. That went up 13 percentage points during the month. The current Midwestern drought coverage is 31%. Most of that drought is concentrated across the Dakotas, Iowa, and Minnesota.
That's USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey, who also says expanding drought conditions around the country could impact hay production and supplies.
From the standpoint of livestock and animals, when you don't have ample hay production, that means you have to either reduce the herd size or bring in feed from outside your region. So that is something that we're seeing. So that is just yet another concern in some of the drought-affected areas across the northern and western United States. Lack of hay production, the expense in bringing in feed to maintain herds.
Coming up tomorrow on our Producer Tuesday, what it takes to remain competitive. Comments from Kristen Cody with Dairy Farmers of America. Join us for that tomorrow. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.